from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
So, I guess everybody at some point when you're a kid, you're a little afraid of the dark. I mean, maybe not everybody, but a lot of people, you're kind of afraid of the dark. Are you still afraid of the dark?
I love the dark.
You love the dark?
I love being in the dark, man. Like, I have a room. So
you're a ghoul.
In my room, we only have a TV in my room.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, I like it pitch black. And so I don't think it's black enough, man. I kind of want some dark curtains.
Yeah. Blackout curtains.
Blackout curtains. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I just love just being in the dark and quiet.
Chris, you afraid of the dark?
I used to be when I was young.
Yeah, when I got a kid, older, probably, yeah.
I even bought some during college. I had blackout curtains.
Worst those?
Worst idea ever.
Oh, man.
How come? You just get depressed?
No. It was just so dark you wouldn't wake up.
Oh, missed class.
Yeah.
I love that type of dark.
Hey, all I'm going to say is be careful if you get those, because you won't know if there's light out there.
Yeah. So Will Anderson apparently has been scarred by his sisters. This is so funny. It's freaking Will Anderson. Dude looks cut up. He's a monster. This is Will Anderson.
I'm scared of the dark.
Huh?
So after my film, I turn my thing on, I hit my nightlight.
Okay.
And I turn the brightness down on my TV, and I turn on Hulu, and I turn on, like, The Simpsons or Family Guy. I got to have a little bit of noise. So that's kind of really what I do, because, yeah, I got to have some noise. I got to have a little bit of light in my room. Can't do pitch dark.
Mm-hmm. Can't do dark. He said he's scarred by his sisters, that they used to trap him when he was, he's got five older sisters. And they used to trap him in a closet or lock him in the basement when he was a kid. And he's still kind of afraid of the dark.
I'm kind of blessed that my older sisters were older by the time I kind of grew up as a kid.
Yeah.
Because
they were like pampering you.
Yeah, they would spoil me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad I didn't have to go through the torture of being the youngest kid. But I feel his pain, man. I know a lot of people that's, you know, got older siblings and they just pick on them, mm-hmm. pick on them, and they be scarred.
Big bad Will Anderson. Hey, can you have a night light on? I wonder if it's one of those that has like a Disney character on it or something.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
He's got like a
dolphin or something.
A dolphin or an aerial, you know, an aerial night light.
I used to have a night light from IKEA. It was like a... It was like a star, blue star. I used to be so into like the solar system and planets and stuff. So I had that. So maybe you had something similar.
Just imagine being around Will Anderson and then it just get dark. He's like, oh,
I hate to be his roommate.
Yeah,
because I need it dark.
I need it dark. I can't sleep with no TV.
Even if
on.
I take a nap,
yeah,
I darken everything.
Yeah, I can't sleep with no TV on, man.
Yeah,
it just bothers me.
So do you have any phobias like that? My daughter-in-law probably doesn't want me saying this, like, is terrified of fish. My daughter-in-law. And I fish all the time. I take my kids out on the water all the time. And she'll go out. But, dude, if you catch a fish, like, her toes are hanging over the other side of the boat.
Dang.
Like, she's, like, goes to the total, like, any fish.
Dang.
Like, she's terrified of fish.
I'm terrified of cats.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do I not like cats, but I just can't be around cats, man. I just don't trust them.
I don't trust them.
Like how can you tell if a cat really like you or
you
don't
can't.
Like you?
You can't.
No, I just don't like that, man. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. My dad is terrified of snakes.
A lot of people.
Like,
yeah.
One day we had, I don't know how the snake got in the house. It was like a little garden snake.
Mm-hmm.
And he called me all the way in the basement, like, what is that? And I'm like, it's a snake. He started, I never seen my dad freak out like that. He was just like, oh my God, go get it. He usually like the man around the house that he get mice, he do everything.
Yeah.
Snake, I had to take the snake out. I couldn't believe it. I never seen him like that.
Yeah. Chris?
I'm going to have to go with heights, man.
Heights, a lot of people on that one too.
It's just when I look down.
So do you go to the top of a building, like a big skyscraper?
I mean, I do it, but if I look down, I immediately step back. I'm like, I can't do it. Like, whenever I went to New York and I went all the way to the top of the Empire State Building, I didn't want to go to the ledge because I was just scared. My thoughts just go crazy. Just like, what if I fall? Like, my mind just goes crazy.
Yeah, me too. I went to the Space Needle in Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they got the little glass wall where you could kind of lean on it. Or they have a bench right there where you could just sit on the bench with the just being way up in the sky. Yeah. I'm like, man, I can't do
that.
Not
this cookie.
Yeah. I think about all the freak accidents that could happen.
Yeah.
Like, what if this glass just break and my life is over? I think about weird stuff like that. Final Destination type stuff.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.